You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
With our topic of militarization in the Pacific, I wanted to take a different angle. New Zealand has a long history of strong opposition to nuclear militarization in the Pacific. In 2017, we marked 30 years since New Zealand was the first country to declare itself nuclear-free, passing New Zealand's nuclear-free legislation. New Zealand became strongly in opposition to nuclear weapons back in the 1960s, prompted when French forces began testing nuclear weapons in French Polynesia. Over 80,000 New Zealanders signed a petition for a nuclear-free Southern Hemisphere, which was the biggest petition since the women's suffrage movement. Opposition only grew when two American nuclear-powered ships docked in New Zealand in 1976, prompting public protest. One of the greatest proponents to nuclear-free legislation was a visit from a nuclear-powered frigate, USS Texas, in 1983. Between 1978 and 1983, opposition to nuclear-armed ship visits rose from 32% to 72%. The visit had occurred so close to an election and became the subject for great debate during that election, which could be one of the main factors that resulted in the election of Prime Minister David Lange. In 1985, Lange was a part of a debate at the Oxford Union in England. He believed nuclear weapons were morally indefensible and called it a terrible means of destruction. American evangelist Jeffrey Falwell responded, saying New Zealand needed to do the honorable thing and pull out of the Australian, New Zealand, and United States Treaty Alliance, saying that New Zealand was benefiting from the security of nuclear weaponry without bearing any of the risk. This clip is from TVNZ and it shows the interaction.
You can't have it both ways. Either you are having a new united Europe marching to glory and to the exclusion of certain primary production from other countries, or you've had it there simply because you had counterpoised this terrible means of destruction. I want to pass up. Yeah.
Mr. Lange, sir, if I may address you as mate, perhaps. You've been talking about the quality of rationality. Now, I've heard many reasons advanced for keeping American sailors out of ports. Usually they have something to do with the honor of the women involved or the property values of the ports. What I should like to know, sir, is why you don't do the honorable and the consistent thing and pull out of the ANZUS alliance. For whether you are snuggling up to the bomb or living in the peaceful shadow of the bomb, New Zealand benefits, sir. And that's the question with which we charge you, and that's the question with which we would like an answer, sir.
And I'm going to give it to you if you hold your breath just for a moment. I could smell the uranium on it as you lean towards it. Come on.
There were fears from the United Kingdom, America, and Australia that New Zealand's opposition to nuclear-affiliated ships would influence other countries, but Lange denied this was the intention. The United States continued to pursue New Zealand, attempting to find acceptable ships to dock following the protests. The United States believed they had secured New Zealand's consent to dock a guided missile destroyer. However, this was rejected as Lange believed that this decision would be seen by the New Zealand public as a surrender. The decision resulted in the United States severing intelligence and military ties with New Zealand and deciding to no longer maintain a security guarantee for New Zealand. The continued resistance and tension over nuclear weaponry in the Pacific ultimately culminated to the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior by French Secret Service agents as the ship was set to embark on an anti-nuclear protest in French Polynesia. Under the guise of militarization, it's the choices a society makes to organize itself against conflict or violence. New Zealand's continued pursuit of being nuclear-free has ultimately been one of the big defining features for New Zealand as a country. To this day, it is a topic that remains in discussion on the world stage. Jacinda Ardern made an announcement this year over social media about how being nuclear-free is still an issue to this day and reinstated the role of Minister for Nuclear Disarmament and Non-Proliferation.
We as a government are really keen to make sure we continue to promote our values abroad. That means standing firm on issues like climate change and nuclear non-proliferation. It's also why today we've announced that we will be bringing back the specific cabinet role of Minister for Nuclear Disarmament and Non-Proliferation. That will be held by the Right Honourable Winston Peters, but as a specific role so that people will see the importance we place on non-proliferation. Being nuclear free is a part of who we are as New Zealand, and it's incumbent on us to continue to spread that value around the world, particularly as we face the threats we do in this current environment.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.